Hello, Irina, everyone. This is Holly. And Irina asked for a little elaboration on some of these expressions. So roll off their back, or to roll off someone's back, I think has its origins in ducks. Quack, quack, ducks. If you imagine a duck swimming in the water, and perhaps in a rainstorm, a raindrop or a splash landing on a duck's back, the water droplets roll right off because ducks have water repellent in their feathers, and that helps keep them dry underneath. So if you imagine a person and words hitting a person's back, if they have repellent, it rolls right off their back. It doesn't stick. So words that roll right off someone's back don't stay in their minds. They don't really pay attention to them. They roll right off. So in the expression used, the 16 reasons, Dan gives the sentence, just need to find it here again, sorry. Dan gives the sentence, where is it? Aha, number 14. You don't take others seriously. Expect your words to roll off their back when their words roll off yours. So if someone talks to you and talks to you and you don't really listen, you let their words roll away, and then you talk to them, you should expect that your words will roll away. They won't stick to them. So I hope that helps explain that one. You also asked about step out of your ivory tower and address the huddled masses. So here you have to go back in your mind to ancient times of kings and queens and princesses. And, for example, a king might be in his palace, in his castle, and up on an upper floor, and all of the lesser people might gather outside the castle to hear the king. So the people gather in huddled masses. The king has power and requests all of the people to come and be prepared to listen to him. And then the king doesn't bother to be down on the level, the same level as the others. The king steps out high, towers above the huddled masses, comes out probably dressed in a rich robe, and says, "My dear peasants, my people, la la la," and then the king goes back inside. So the only time the people see him is when they are expected to listen to him. So disconnection number 16. You just step out of your ivory tower to address the huddled masses. So you only talk to people when you expect them to listen to you, and then you disappear. You're not available to listen. You're only available to speak when you want to speak. So this is the illustration for this example. So I hope this helps you to understand. Please ask if you have more questions. Bye for now.